Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. We thank you for this day, Lord. You are a good God. You are an awesome God. You are an excellent God. And we thank you. And we come today to serve you, God, just to glorify you and to worship you. And Lord God, we are so happy to see our children. We have a nice group of children here today. They're always nice, but we have got a little bit more today, and we're so thankful because we really want to teach them your word. And so, Lord, bless them now and bless us. Bless each and every one of us here today, Lord, as we have gathered here. And there are those who need to hear a word from you. All of us need to hear a word from you. We need to hear different words sometimes based on our circumstance, but we all need to hear a word from you. So speak, Lord, because we're listening. Speak, God, because we need you in our lives. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your holy will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you, God, are refuge. You are our Redeemer, and you are our Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. So I will begin today with my with this reflection. Christ's love is for keeps. Norman Vincent Peale tells a story of the early days of his ministry. He was in Brooklyn, New York, and one Christmas Eve he was out visiting some families, and he walked by a doorway. He noticed that on the door was the red ribbon of Christmas and a black wreath of mourning. While the people who lived there were not parishioners of his, he decided he would call on the family. So he knocked on the door, and the father of the family came to the door. Dr. Peale introduced himself and was invited in. He sought to give condolences to the family, and he saw in the sitting room a small casket where a six-year-old girl was laying in state. He expressed his sympathy to the father, and this father said, "Dr. Peale, it's going to be all right, for she is with God, you know." And while they were talking, Dr. Peale could hear the mother of the family reading the Bible to two little boys of the family. And he heard her reading these words, "Because I live, you shall live also." Christ's love is for keeps, whatever comes. Christ's love is for keeps, whatever comes. One writer says, life is messy and Jesus is real. Life will always be messy and Jesus will always be real. Let's simply respond to Jesus in the midst of the mess. Let's simply respond to Jesus in the midst of the mess. My sermon title is, Take Jesus at His Word. Take Jesus at His Word, friends. Today's gospel story, I don't have to repeat. You've heard it, and you've heard it, right? It's about Jesus and the men, and Jesus teaching His people, the people following Him. And then what happened, he saw Simon Peter and the rest of the guys were there fishing and they had not caught any fish. And then he told them to put your net out again. And Simon came up with that great line, that great line, by your word, if you say so. I smile about that with that text because the first time I was asked to preach, I didn't think I was going to be a preacher. I was just a business person who went I had gone to Israel my first time with Allen AME Church, that very big church in Queens that I was a member of. And then we went to Israel, and they asked us, and I did not know this day, the pastor, she's the senior pastor now, Pastor Elaine Flake, and she asked us, I guess she was asking different people. I did not know because we were ready. We were walking the street of Nazareth because we were really looking to see Jesus. I mean, literally, the first time you go to Israel, you think you're going to see Jesus. I don't mean in spirit, see him physically walking. Like he's just going to show up on the street because you're so caught up in the mystery of it all. And so in the hotel lobby, she came over to me. She had asked other people, but I did not know. And she says, I'd like you to bring the word. And I says, why? What word? The only thing I've ever gone to was Bible study. And I, because I was in corporate. So I said, Reverend Elaine, I can't. This is not my thing. I'm here to, see Israel and to see, bring the Bible alive in my life. And she says, why don't you think about it? And then, we had gone out, and when we came back, she was still sitting there with some other people. And she said, Sister Marjorie, have you thought about it? I said, you know what? I says, I may make a fool of myself, but I'll be obedient. And I went to my room that night, and this is the scripture she gave me. I never forgot it. By your word. How obedient I had to be, right? By your word. And so I went to my room, and I could hardly sleep, and I'm praying, God, what am I going to do? And I didn't have a commentary or anything like that, because I wasn't a preacher or pastor that you're going to Israel and bringing your commentary, but I did have a Bible, of course. And I went to my room, and I did a cross-reference about what I should, and I put a little thing, and I wrote in a little piece of paper. And the next day, guess where I was going to preach? Not just me. She had chosen other people. There were like 8 or 9 on the Sea of the Galilee. They brought they took us down. We went in the bus to the Sea of the Galilee. And there are some boats that are a replica of the boat that Jesus traveled on. And they take it out to the sea, out in the center of the sea. Maybe it was Lake Genesaret. I don't know, or the Sea of Galilee. It's called either one. It's the same place. And they took it out in the middle, and they anchored because we were a bunch of us, maybe 40, and we need to be in 2 boats. They anchored it, and then people started. She had like 5 people, and they began to do we had to do like 5 minutes each. I was trembling because I realized there was some preacher preaching. And teachers preaching, and I'm thinking, my God, am I going to make a fool of myself? Now, I could talk, as I could talk. And I could talk in corporate because I did that for a living, right? I gave a lot of seminars throughout the country, but finance seminars, so, talking wasn't the issue. Is what to say. And I stood up, and as the tears were coming, I said my few words. And that day, that was the second time in my life, that someone spoke into my life that you're called to preach. Second time, and I didn't receive it fully, but I would a couple years later because I didn't want to leave my job, I thought. Thanks be to God for his faithfulness. By your word, right? Peter says, by your word, right? By your word, we will do it. If you say so, Lord, we will do it, right? If you say so. I take the King James says, by your word. So friends, we are living in a time now that sometimes we listen more to the TV and reading Facebook and all of that more than we are what? Listening to God's word and doing what God wants us to do. So I have some points that we should all be doing, right? We should take Jesus by his word. So first slide, my friends, first slide, right? We want to take Jesus by his word. So, point one, listen attentively to what Jesus is telling us, telling you and telling me, telling us. Listen attentively. We see in Luke 5:4, it says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep in the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. So Peter had to be listening to Jesus to do exactly what he said, right? Because if he was not listening, he would have missed it. And oftentimes we're missing our blessing because sometimes we go to the Lord in prayer and we're talking and talking and talking, and there comes a point when we need to be listening when we're praying. Listening. That's what meditation is about. Praying and keeping your mouth closed and listening in your heart and in your soul. Listening. Number two, when obey his word. When we hear his word, obey it. When we know in our heart that God is speaking to us, obey his word. Simon answered. We see the answer now in Luke 5. He says it's about more than a lot of fish. It's about the message in the scripture. It says, Simon answered, Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets, right? By your word. If you say so. So what? He obeyed the Lord. He didn't debate him, right? He didn't start a debate with him or a discussion. We know that we do that, and our kids will tell them not to do one thing, and we do the same thing. He says, I'll put it down if you say so. We must obey the Lord. Number three, God is generous in our obedience. God is generous in our obedience. In our obedience, when we obey God, God is generous, right? Here is Luke 5:6. He says, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. God is generous in our obedience. Sometimes while we are not getting an abundance of blessing because we are not obeying God. You remember what God said to Samuel? Obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes we're just sacrificing this, but we're really not obeying God. But God will be generous in obedience when we obey God. Number four, trust in God's faithful abundance. Trust in God's faithful abundance. You see that in 5:7. So they signal to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled the boats so that they began to sing. God's faithful abundance. Look what God gave them. Much more than they asked for. Much more what they could think or imagine. There's a scripture that says that he'll give us more than we could imagine or ask for or think in Ephesians. Right? God will when we obey God. Number five, have an attitude of gratitude when you receive your blessings. Have an attitude of gratitude, friends. You see what Simon Peter did? What did the scripture says? But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. We must remember to be generous, to be thankful, right? To have an attitude of gratitude when we are blessed by God. We live in a time now when people say, oh, I did this and I did this for myself and I did that. No. And they forgot to be thankful, to show gratitude to a God who has brought us this far. For we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word, he has never failed us yet. And so we can't turn back because he has never failed us yet. So we have to trust God at his words. So now, my friends, yes, Lord, I'm answering the Lord. So now, friends, we're here. There are other words that Jesus has told us. And this is really thinking of the Corinthian text, right? The first Corinthian text. We remember that Jesus has told us many things. And I've highlighted some other words that we must trust God for. Trust the Lord. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. When he tells us that, he means that. And the scripture is there where you could find it. As bread sustains physical life, so Christ offers and sustains spiritual life. Christ will sustain our spiritual life. He says, I am the bread of life. Right? He tells us that. Trust him at his word. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. To a world lost in darkness, Christ offers himself as a guide. I am the light of the world. And if we have Christ in us, we then have the light of Christ shining through us. Amen? Jesus also said, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus protects his followers as shepherds protect their flocks from predators. Jesus protects those who believe in him and those who follow him. Amen? And I've left the scriptures there. You can go back and read them for yourself. And then, based on the Corinthian text, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's what Paul was telling the church at Corinth, that Jesus died. He died. He rose from the dead. He was resurrected. And he lives and reigns. Paul was saying, I am the least of the apostles, but Jesus, that's why we take Jesus at his word, because he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Death is not the final word for those in Christ. Death is not the final word for us. For Jesus told us he is the resurrection and the life. And then he says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is committed to caring and watching over those who are his. He is the good shepherd. He continues to watch over us, our children, our loved ones. Jesus continues to do that. And then this is one that brings a lot of discussion with folks. I tell you, don't discuss with any other religion. You know what Jesus said. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. Simple. You don't want to believe it, don't believe it. But that's what my Jesus said. And I'm going to take him at his word. Jesus is the source of all truth and knowledge about God. He is the way. And then the last I am, he says, I am the true vine. He's a true vine. By attaching ourselves to Christ, we enable his life to flow in and through us. Then we cannot help but bear fruit that will honor the Father. When we attach ourselves to Jesus Christ, we will bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And then, last on this point, Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. He didn't say, come to me, some of you. So if any of us here today listening to the sound of my voice or online, this word is true. Take him at his word. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. If you're weary and burdened today, go to Jesus. His word is true. His word is rhema. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Because his yoke is easy. He says, I'm gentle and humble in heart. Friends, we serve a Savior who is gentle and humble in heart. Willing to open up his arms and wrap us in his arms at any time. There are folks who are going through sickness right now. There are folks who are going through chemo right now. I know a couple of people right in this church. But Jesus has said, come to me. If you're weary, he didn't say come to Marjorie. He didn't say go to Bishop Bickerton. He didn't say go to Julia Yim, the deist. No, he says come to me, him. Because you see, human beings have their own problems. But he is the problem solver. Come to him, those who are weary, take him at his word. When you're going through, no matter how it looks, no matter how it sounds, get down on your knees and call out to Abba Father. Call out to Adonai. He will turn it around in time. And he said, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For that soul that nobody else can see, that soul that is aching, that soul that you cannot even explain to someone what is happening, take it to Jesus. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take him at his word, friends. And there's so many words. I could spend 2-3 hours here telling you all the words he has said. For you and for me. And so as I close, friends, today, let us be reminded that Jesus loves us. Let us be reminded, as Paul said in Corinthians, he says, for I handed you what was important, that Christ died for your sins in accordance with the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance to the scripture. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Do you know one of the songs that was today in the lecture was He Lives? I was almost going to choose it. I says, I got to wait for Easter. But it was one of the songs that we could choose. And I want to remind you of the words today. Just a couple of the verses. I serve a risen Savior. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is the living, whatever foes may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He's near, friends, for he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Take him at his word. He walks with us and he talks with us along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. You ask us how we know he lives. He lives within our heart. Amen. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know he holds the future and he holds our hands. Take him at his word. Amen. Amen. Thanks be to God.